Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is our second hour on this Tuesday afternoon. Chad Hartman here with you, News Talk 830 WCCO. I want to take a part of the first two paragraphs from a Minnesota Reformer story from Dina Winter, and set this up, and then bring in our next guest, Representative Harry Nesca, a Republican out of Ramsey. Here's part of what the Reformer has offered up. A group of Catholic, Lutheran, Jews, and Muslims are trying to persuade state lawmakers to restore an exemption in the Minnesota Human Rights Act protecting religious organizations and schools against claims of gender identity-based discrimination. The religious groups and schools want to be able to hire people who adhere to their beliefs. They want to forego hiring trans people without the threat of civil rights litigation. The majority, the DFL part of the Capitol, has largely ignored their pleas. Representative Nesca, Representative Harry Nesca, as I said before, Republican from Ramsey, is with us. Like all our guests, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Harry, thank you very much for coming on. Tell me as specifically as possible what change you believe needs to be made and why it needs to take place.
Well, thank you for having me on, Chad. First of all, if you can indulge me for a second, it's a pleasure to be on with you. I'm a longtime listener going back to many hours spent on a lawnmower in college and my summer job listening to you and some other folks on another station. It's a pleasure to be on with you personally, but I appreciate your coverage of this issue. So what happened last year when the some additional language around gender identity was added to the Minnesota Human Rights Act, the way that the religious exemptions that have been in there since 1993 and that I think reflected a consensus that we don't interfere with, you know, churches and synagogues and mosques in their hiring practices. The language of that exemption was not updated to fully reflect, you know, that consensus. And so there is just a few words that need to be added to just clarify again to the faith community that when we're talking about, you know, questions like this that relate to human sexuality and gender, where we recognize that there are, you know, a plurality of beliefs, you know, pluralism on that issue, that the state government isn't going to go into those kind of faith organizations and tell them that they have to hire certain people who might not align with their, you know, faith teachings or their values in organization. So the faith community has been asking for this for months, and it's only when they weren't able to convince the administration, the Democrats here, that I brought forward the bill along with some of my Republican colleagues that they're asking for to try to restore that exemption.
Okay, just to clear this up, Do you believe it was an inadvertent mistake, or this was a decision by the Democrats to exclude this?
Well, I have always proceeded with the hope that it was an inadvertent mistake. February 29th, we had a hearing in a committee I'm on, the House Judiciary Committee, and the author of the bill last year, the chief author of it, who's the chair of that committee, said, you know, words to the effect that it was not an oversight from her perspective. We've heard different things behind closed doors from different Democrats about whether they think this is something that ought to be fixed or not. Definitely was a very strong negative reaction by some Democrats to the faith community and to those on our side of the aisle who were advocating for that change in that February 29th, Leap Day committee hearing. So I'm concerned that for at least some voices on the left, that this was a purposeful thing. Again, this has been the consensus, I think, around religious freedom for at least going back to 1993 when this religious exemption was first written into the Minnesota Human Rights Act. My bill would just make sure that, you know, the concept of gender identity is treated the same way as the concept of sexual orientation as it relates to our respect for the autonomy of faith communities. I don't think that should be a controversial thing, and it's frustrating that it seems to have become a controversial thing. I think if you read the Star Tribune article that came out today, again, you see kind of mixed messages from Democrats. The Democrat majority leader said there's still plenty of time to take up this issue. That's why they tabled it yesterday when we tried to raise the floor. And then the chair of the Judiciary Committee said it's too late. So I don't know if it's, you know, if there's plenty of time or if there's not enough time. And that's kind of the mixed messages that we're getting.
And I saw that also. Do you accept that premise in any way that it's too late to address this issue?
No, it's not too late to address the issue. We have testimony from the faith community in both the Senate and the House already in committee. We could have taken it up on the floor yesterday and passed it if the Democrats were willing to offer votes in support of it. Every Republican in the House and every Republican in the Senate would vote for this. It would only take a few Democrats to join us in order to pass this. And we did have one Democrat vote not to table it yesterday. So I think that we have Democrats who would be willing to support it if there was courage on the other side, from leadership, I think starting from Governor Walz, to say, no, one Minnesota really means one Minnesota. And that means, you know, even traditional faith communities that believe things that the Walz administration disagrees with get to have religious freedom on issues like this.
Wait, do you know where Governor Walz stands on this particular issue?
Well, Governor Walz's Department of Human Rights, the Commissioner of Human Rights that answers to him, advocated for these changes last year and has so far refused to advocate for the fix. So they've been very cagey beyond that, but certainly Governor Walz, if he were to say, I agree with this fix, let's do it, that's one Minnesota, the Democrats in the legislature follow his lead.
Representative Harry Nisca. Sorry about that. Representative Nisca is with us. Okay, you're right. We have laws on this in states. We have state cases. We have federal cases on exemptions and different applications of laws for religious schools and religious organizations. Do you ever worry about lines? Do you ever worry about where it might go too far in what can be viewed as discrimination compared to we're a private organization? You can come here, you can worship here, you can go to school here, you can join our club, but it's not public. Do you worry at all about where is the line that potentially is too far and who's allowed, who's not allowed?
Yeah, no, I think those are sensitive issues that we should really think seriously about and not just use, you know, bumper sticker kind of slogans like, you know, discrimination to think about it. When we're talking about a mission-focused organization, We should be accepting in America, where we have pluralism, that a mission-focused organization, an organization with beliefs, you know, that's intended to forward beliefs, whether we're talking about a religious organization or a political organization, they get to choose their leaders, you know, in ways that align with those beliefs. And that's really or their members in ways that align with those beliefs. And that's really what this topic is about. It's almost like, you know, the same as if Minnesota banned political discrimination and then told the Democratic Party that they had to accept Republicans as leaders in their organization. And that would, you know, you could describe that similarly as discrimination, but it's really about the autonomy of an organization that's mission focused and has a set of beliefs to choose people to be either leaders or members of that who align with their beliefs. When we're talking about things like public accommodations, housing, employment, things like that, then you know, these concepts apply very differently. Right? We accept and we agree that things that are irrelevant to those you know, a housing decision or an employment decision shouldn't be used as a, you know, discriminatorily, you know, race and sex and things like that. So it's a very sensitive issue that we do really have to think very cautiously about the lines on that. And I appreciate the way that you're talking about it.
Do you believe if a trans individual approached a religious organization in this state and was qualified for the job, do you believe most organizations would hire this trans individual?
You know, I think it really has to do with what that religious organization's belief is about the human person and sexuality and gender identity. And if the person, because of the way they live their life, is not aligned with that organization's, you know, religious beliefs, whether we're talking about, you know, a mosque choosing an imam, or, you know, a Christian school choosing a first grade teacher, then, you know, that's where we get into this space where I don't think it's for me as a legislator, and certainly not for the state government, to be stepping into that and telling that faith organization that they have to change their, you know, change their beliefs, change their teachings, you know, thousands of years old teaching on those issues. Obviously, different religious organizations are working through those issues differently, and that is up to them. That's, you know, that's what America is all about. That's what pluralism, that's what religious freedom are all about. And I think that as a state official, I should be for any of those organizations or nonprofits who have views to work those views for themselves and not have the government step in and tell them one way or the other what those views should be.
Representative Harry Niska. Harry, thank you so much. I appreciate the conversation. Are you still cutting the lawn a little bit, or are you done with that?
Well, I cut my own lawn, but I used to, you know, mow the grass at the National Sports Center and spent many hours with you and your old friend Dan and Pia and Dubé on the old Walkman underneath my earmuffs. So yeah, no, it's great to talk to you, Chad, and I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Those guys are still my friends. They all still they're all still very, very good at what they do. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Glad we had the conversation. Let's pick up on what the representative had to say, and let's acknowledge for decades and decades and decades, we have had laws in the state of Minnesota, other states, state laws, federal laws, which treat religious organizations differently in certain ways. And that isn't changing. We also have the debate on where a line is, where is it too far, where does your religious freedom, where does it go? And we've had the contraceptive conversation on the show many times. We've had the conversations of those of the Muslim faith working at a grocery store or at a cab on what they're willing to work with. Obviously, those are public jobs. These are religious organizations where you are making a decision to be a part of this. Are you with what the representative had to say while also respecting that trans rights is becoming a bigger issue? It can be a hot button issue. It can be used, I would say, in a way when it is offered up in a way to inflame the situation, or it's offered up for specific direct situations where individuals have been discriminated against. But where do you stand on this with religious organizations, which according to laws for a number of years now have been granted accommodations? What do you want to say on this? 651-461-9226. Once again, call or text. We'll love a phone call or two on this. 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To the surprise of no one, getting very different responses, and we appreciate that, reacting to our interview with Representative Harry Niska, you can continue to text and call us. Our friend Jamie Ukas in about 10 minutes. This boils down to one simple concept: the Democrats in power, they will die on the sword claiming diversity, equity, and inclusion as long as it falls in step with exactly how they think. More text. Religious organizations should not be exempt from the laws of the land, especially that protect folks from discrimination, period. And religious organizations should be paying taxes. More text. Aren't transgender people like every other person? When will transgender individuals get to choose their firmly held religious beliefs over humans? Obviously, if a trans person wants to work a mosque, they're going to be discriminated against. No different than a gay couple looking at a Christian baker for a cape. They stir the pot and yell discrimination. Those are two very different examples, though. If a gay couple is going to a public bakery versus an individual is going to a synagogue, a church, or a mosque, it's incredibly different to me. I'm not telling you if you have a business that you're not allowed to have your religious views. I'm telling you, in my view, and there are conflicting court rulings, that my business, let's say I'm the Christian couple that is bothered by gay marriage, but if I have a public bakery in Plymouth, Minnesota, I shouldn't be allowed to pick and choose who I'm going to work with as a customer. If it's based solely on my religious views, there are other ways where you can turn someone down. I think your own religious views in a public accommodation should not be one. Dave, to me, it's different, and the courts have sided this way with religious organizations, but me, the person who hates slippery slopes does worry about where does this end. I'm not saying that religious organizations, the places of worship or schools should not have accommodations. I agree with that in theory. Okay? I then want to see, in particular, the examples, because I do get concerned how far it goes. What do you want to say?
Well, you approach that a little bit with the representative, you know, as far as drawing lines. You know, where are the lines? Is it going to start with, you know, transgender folks, and then, you know, what is it going to go to, you know, other, you know, LGBTQ issues or race or, you know, just regular gender issues? You know, at what point do you have to take every certain situation, every, you know, let's say it's religious groups entirely, do you have to take every case where they say we don't want to hire this person for that reason, and does that get litigated? Do you have to decide in court whether this falls under the umbrella of religious exemption of the law? Yeah, it sounds like it could get messy, and I'm with you. I don't like the slippery slope, but it seems a little slippery.
It does. And I'll add, most of the organizations don't take it too far. That they stay within their core beliefs, and some of these organizations, I may agree with their core beliefs. Some of them, I may not. That's then a decision, if you want to be a part of it, on the public accommodation. I'm never going to move in this. It drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. It really does. You know, we had a ruling last week on the contraceptive idea, where the pharmacist, and in this case, a ruling towards sex discrimination. If I have a job, Dave, and now this is not with a religious organization, okay, but I have a job at a driving a cab, or I'm in a restaurant, you name it, in this case a pharmacist, and I feel like my religious views are going to infringe upon granting you access to a legal product, I shouldn't have that job. Or I should say, I may not philosophically agree with what you're doing, but I understand you're a customer of said business. I may in my personal life not follow that, but you're using legal product. I'm going to let you use it. Drives me nuts on the public side. And that doesn't mean you have to suspend your beliefs. But if your job involves this particular transaction, you can't tell me when I'm buying the legal product because it interferes with your religious beliefs that I can't have it.
You're 100% right. Whether it's, you know, like we said, the prescriptions, whether you're just a cashier and somebody, you know, walks up to your counter with some condoms or a, you know, specific food that, you know, They want to buy some pork, and you your religious beliefs say you can't, you don't touch pork. Well, if you're working that job, you got to do it.
Yeah, or else the job's not for you. And let me say a couple other things before we get too late for Jamie. Any representative in the Senate or House in St. Paul saying it's too late, give me a break. Stop. If they want to get this passed, they can get this passed very quickly. That's a dodge. That's a cop-out. That's an absolute cop-out. And any Democrats who's saying that, where are you buying? How you think we're suckers on this? You don't have to agree. You might think, no, we're not gonna change it. But don't tell me there's not enough time. And then let's not forget, too, in this conversation, and by the way, It's a percentage. I'm worried what percentage is. There's still a lot of trans hate in this country, Dave. I am not in any way suggesting anyone who is proposing this bill is behind any of that at all. Zero. Okay? That is separate from this conversation. But let's not forget, there are a lot of people who push back at some changes. Says, what's wrong with you? Who are you? Acceptance and kindness and respect is a default. That should be your automatic default. That doesn't mean you can't have places where you have a respectful difference. And that's what this conversation should be about, and that's what I heard from the representative. That's what I'd like to hear from others, including sometimes when we get texts that are rather frightening to when we discuss various aspects of issues which might affect those in the trans community. Let's pause. We're late. We'll get to our friend Jamie Yuccas in minutes on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
First, I'm going to apologize to you, Jamie. We got caught up on our last topic, and I am late to you, and I should not be late. So my apologies. Jamie's with us. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How is your day? How are you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, Chad, I appreciate the apology, but I'm a big believer in giving grace. So I give you grace, and thank you for having me. My day is lovely. How's your day?
Excellent. My day's very good.
Great.
Very good. Enjoying the show. I have some stuff to do afterwards. I'm about to leave your state in a few days and head back to the state that you gave up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the state that you said, I heard you. I was at the airport when you said, Minnesota, you're dead to me. I'm never, ever coming
true.
Back.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Never, never have I ever said that, ever.
Harrigan, you were at the airport with me. Didn't you hear Jamie say that? Minnesota, don't look me in the eye ever again.
No, she is a true believer in this state and still makes several trips back here, Chad. How dare you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate being defended.
Yes. I have a topic for you about old friends and why do we click so well when we see old friends. This came up where I saw a friend of mine. I first met my friend Tony when I was going to college in the 1920s or so. Tony, he was on my dorm floor, and we quickly became friends. Through Tony, I met my closest friend on the planet, who has been my closest friend on the planet since 1985. And Tony actually lives in Northern California now, and golf, for both of us, is our addiction. And I would say, Jamie, the last 20 years, I would get Tony some tickets occasionally for Warriors game, Wolves-Warriors game. Then I think we hooked up for golf one time in Iowa. And then I saw him last week. It was last Friday. And it was as if it was like I saw him the day before, you know?
Yeah.
And yes, you're catching up, but there is just such comfortability. There is just such likability. It's just so great that we have that. So I want to hear what you think on that. And also, I'd love a text. When you get together with someone who you once were very good friends with, but then life happens. You don't live the same place, family, work, whatever it might be. But then when you get back with them, and it's as if nothing has changed. I think that's such a great feeling. I think we're all so lucky to have that. What do you want to say in that? Because it just, I mean, he raised the top. We were kind of going around the table with people raising topics for the show, and they actually gave me some great ideas. So I thought of you right away on this one. I thought you would be very good on this.
Well, thank you.
You
know, it's funny. I have a friend, Anna, who we met when my parents moved me from Plymouth to Maple Grove when I was transitioning from sixth to seventh grade. And Anna became my first friend. And once I moved over to Maple Grove, and we were so tight, you know, in high school, did so much together. And then as you're describing, she ended up going to school at La Crosse and I went to the University of Minnesota, and you would think, oh, that's not that far. But, you know, it was enough distance and not driving home and not going back to Maple Grove on weekends, but getting involved in sports or arts or whatever. You know, we slowly kind of distanced and then would come back, you know, summer and distance, come back. And recently Anna was able to come out to Los Angeles on her job, and we reconnected, and it was just so fun because I think, like in Anna and my experience, it's we know each other's families. We kind of know what made people tick. We know each other's triggers of stuff, and like I think a lot of that doesn't really change, but maybe you talk about it in a different way. You're able to kind of process it differently. You've had distance from a little of it. And we were able to just kind of like laugh about stuff, you know, or talk about, remember when this person did this or that fight that happened or whatever. And it's not only the familiarity, it's the, you know, the recognition of each other's stories, I think. And then being able to catch up on where each other are at and how each other's, you know, relationships are going and how things have played out. And it's just, I don't know. I think it's just, it's that whole idea, like, you know, safety. Like, I think we feel safe with these people. Like they know, they know the essence of who we are. Right. So like in knowing the essence of someone, you know, like fully and truly, like you get to be your most vulnerable because you're safe.
I like this text. Plymouth to Maple Grove. That's a hell of a downslide. Most people try to get out of the northern suburbs. Yeah. I mean, to me, leaving Plymouth to Maple Grove, I mean, that's like leaving me and going into Russia. I mean, who would think about doing that?
Well, I will tell you that my parents did it because they wanted to be closer to my grandparents' lake cabin in Leech Lake. So that was why.
Well, they moved 5 minutes. Like I mean.
It was about 15-20 minute difference. That was, but it was something.
Dave, when you hear Jamie's parents move from Plymouth to Maple Grove to close to Leech Lake, that's not very dramatic, is it?
Maybe not to you, but I mean, that's half a sitcom.
Yes. On the topic of just how quickly you fall back into it with an old friend, really good text here, 651-461-9226. When you found that special friend and your frequency and energy is the same, no amount of time will change that friendship. More text. Good friends can always pick up right where they left off. Another text. You can just be yourself. That's all.
Yeah.
That's another thing, Jamie. You just, there's no, I've got to act a certain way. I've got to dress a certain way. I need to form questions a certain way. I have to be hesitant. No, it's your friend. And maybe it's 30 years. Maybe it's 30 days. It's just, it's easy. And life is complicated. We want easy, fun, smart, intelligent, complicated. But we also want it just to transition without, you know, all these myriad of twists and turns that could happen.
Right.
Harrigan, yep. What do you want to say about this?
I want to say nothing because I was listening to something else. I'll be perfectly honest.
He's doing the podcast right now. More text on 651-461-9226. I just ran into two of my college basketball roommates, and I haven't seen them in 20 years for various reasons. We saw each other at the boys' basketball tournament. We reminisced and laughed our booties off and annoyed our wives, met mine, and sat and talked about how much we annoy them. It was great. Yes.
What about the flip of this? Like, what about somebody who is your arch nemesis or that you couldn't stand or drove you crazy in the office and you have to run into them? Does time heal all wounds?
Well, that's a good question because I can really think of only one person I work with who qualifies in that area who was just a backstabber and just backstabbed a lot of individuals, and including myself.
You really shouldn't talk about Jason DeRusha like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And when I saw him, the person was just trying to be super friendly, and I was just fine. But like recently, there were other friends of mine, and this individual were going out, and I was here, okay? I couldn't make it. But I'm really, I really don't think I would have went because the person just for no reasons was so negative towards other people and putting their jobs in peril by this that I really didn't want to be around the person. If it's at a different level, I think it's, you know, as I'm thinking my way through it, because it's such a good question, it's all the context. It's all the... Is it something where you know the person's going to be? Do you just bump into the person? How bad was it? I don't know if there is an automatic answer to that.
Sorry, I just had someone cut me off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like, do I honk the horn? Do I not honk the horn?
Oh, yeah. Honk, baby.
You guys would have heard it. No, I do think the context. I do think there's many different layers to that part of it. You know, it's just interesting. I think psychologically that we can, you pick up right where we left off, have such great memories. You know, like feel so comfortable with the people we like, and really then the opposite. You know, like we still do harbor some of these negative feelings even years later, right? It's
just like the positive.
It's interesting how our brains wire.
That's true. All right, honk. Can we hear the horn one time real quick?
I should not do that right now. Sorry.
Okay. Next week, honk that horn.
The other person off. Yeah, well, but believe me, it gets used plenty, so I'm surprised we haven't heard it before.
I like it. We got to go. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Jamie with us here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.